Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen. And on today's show, tell a lie and you'll cry
or die. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. We are picking up where we left off several weeks ago. Hey, Jen, there's been lots of adventures in between.
Lots of adventures, because we actually went through Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. So we've taken a break from the book of Acts for a really long time. And so we thought we would just jump right back in with the story of Ananias and Sapphira. This is Acts chapter 2. So if you want to follow along with
chapter
us. But you can follow along with us. Carrie's going to read from the New King James.
Here we go. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? She said, Yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, How is it that you've agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, okay, what, I don't know if you remember the first time you read that. What was your initial impression reading that?
Oh, it's interesting. The first memory I have of this passage is from a camp that I attended as a teenager, and it was to be acted out in a drama, and we were supposed to figure it out. Like one of those, like charades. And so
Bible story charades.
Yeah. And so the one cabin group was acting it out, and I'm like,
what is this?
I've never heard that story in Sunday school before.
Okay, kids, gather round.
And they were talking about Ananias and Sapphira. And I was like, who are they? And I'm like, have I just skipped over that part of Acts all of these years? But it's not actually a part that's talked about a whole lot. Like we talk about Jesus ascending and Pentecost and all the people coming to know Jesus through Peter's preaching.
Yep.
And then we hear about the people getting into jail, the persecution.
Yes.
And we hear all, but this little story is actually sandwiched in here, and it's like, well, what is this story all about?
And it was obviously important because it's in the Bible, right? It made the cut.
Yeah. So when I first read this, I was like, oh, I guess you shouldn't lie.
That's what you thought.
Yeah. If you lie, you will die. Like, okay, don't lie.
Yeah.
But what did you think about it? Like, when was your first time that you heard this story?
I honestly can't remember. I was probably 13 or 14 when I first read Acts, because I just became a Christian. But I remember thinking, like, is this for real? Like, as
That's
I've read
good
it,
question.
Is this for real? And did God smite them?
Mm.
And are they in hell? These are lots of questions. But yeah, so it really catches you off guard because it's the first, for one, it's in verse 11, it's the first time that the word church is mentioned in Acts.
Right.
And it says that they all became afraid, and with good reason, right? And so reading that, I think, well, you should be afraid of a God who would just take someone's life like that. He's the author of life, and he can certainly take it away. But this was a specific circumstance, an identified behavior that resulted in death from not natural causes.
I know, because it happened. It didn't just happen once, so you couldn't say it was a coincidence.
Right. It wasn't like, oh, dude had a heart attack.
Yeah, okay, you carry them out. But then the wife comes in.
The wife comes in.
And says the exact same thing, and like, bam, she's dead.
Dead.
And so we could ask the question, and I just want to let you know, viewers, as we sit here, we don't have all of the answers. And half the time we just sort of talk things out to say, what do you think about this?
Yes.
And so as you sit there, we want you to be thinking about this too. Like, what does that mean? Because the thing is, when people lie today, they're not struck down.
They're not struck down dead.
No.
Same God that we serve. Same church body. And God has the same authority now that he did then. But why aren't people dropping like flies?
That's a really good question.
Why aren't... You could make a rhyme. I was going to sing, but I won't. Yeah, all joking aside, it is a serious matter, right?
Well, yeah, because you're like, how many times have I lied in my life? And yet, the Lord, as you can see, I haven't been struck down dead. But what, I guess the question we need to ask is, what does that do to our relationship with God? You know, where if we choose to lie, and we saw the results of lying.
Yeah.
God does not want us to lie.
No. He obviously takes it seriously.
Takes it very seriously.
I find it interesting that verse 1, like, we know what God, the behavior God wants from us, right? Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God. Micah 6:8, right? Do what is right. Do what is good. Love other people. Give to the Lord cheerfully, for God loves a cheerful giver. And he doesn't want us to give out of compulsion. And we'll talk about giving a little bit later. Yeah. But I find it really interesting that a contrast is highlighted in verse 1. It starts with the word but.
Yes. So then when that happens, whenever you see a but or a therefore, you have
or and.
Or an and, you have to go back to the previous passage, which is Joseph, the Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Now a man named Ananias, right? So
yeah.
So what is the difference, or what is going on here that they would put a but or a now? But before I get there, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever been caught in a lie? Because that's what happened here. They were caught in
a
lie.
Caught.
And what were the repercussions? So I'm asking you that question, and I'm going to say, we'll be right back after these messages, so hold on.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Welcome back. Thank you again to all those organizations and companies that have partnered with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to do this show in partnership with Category 5 TV and Robbie Ferguson, mm-hmm. our producer and editor, and all of our partners who make this possible. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and check out our partners page. So, Jen, you left us with a question. Have you ever been caught in a lie?
Yes.
You know what? I know that I have. And the specifics of it are usually the same. It's usually the same context when I've been caught in a lie, like a social situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like in what kind of way?
I can't even think specifically, but this is an area that I really struggle with. I want to tell the truth.
Hmm.
But I want to make everything work out okay in a circumstance for everybody. So whether it's like, oh yeah, you know what, I'll be there, I'll pick you up.
Right.
And in my mind, I know I can't do that because I've already committed to something else. So, and they'll be like, oh, are you sure you're okay? You're not busy that day? No, I can come. I can totally do that. Meanwhile, I know that I can't. And so then I'll try and work out the double booking and, you know, not tell anybody, not bring the truth up and be honest that I can do this and I can't do that. I'll just try and finagle a way so that I don't look like I've disappointed anybody.
Right.
And it ends up being bad every time. But I want to do what is helpful, but the motivation is I don't want that person to think I'm a bad friend, think I'm not organized, think that I can't deal with whatever they're asking me to do. So I think part of it is maybe some pride there that I don't want to look differently in people's eyes.
Right.
But almost every time that kind of stress comes in my life and I recognize it, it's from me just not quite telling the whole truth. About a situation, withholding information. And I totally realize that.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Because, and as you were talking, it got me thinking, like, we will lie to make ourselves look better or that we're in control or to protect
yes.
ourselves, to avoid punishment or...
Well, I'll share what happened this summer, that Jen was coming home on a plane and I said, I'll pick you up. And I had committed months before that I would pick Jen up on August, whatever. But then a friend asked if I would go camping and I was like, yeah, I'll go camping that weekend. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, maybe someone else could come pick up Jen. You know, I'm going camping. And then Jen said, oh, are you still okay to pick me up? And I'm like, yeah. And then a couple weeks later, she's like, yeah, you're picking me up, right? I'm like, yeah, well, it's like, supposed to go camping. Someone had asked me if I would go camping, but I haven't quite responded to them yet. And I wanted to see if she would be upset that maybe someone else could pick her up. But meanwhile, I had responded. I was like, yeah, I want to come. I'm coming. I totally lied. And it was not right. It wasn't good. It hurt you. And it was not good for friendship. And, yeah, it was just stressful and it was wrong, but I wanted the best of both worlds. I wanted to keep my commitment, but I also wanted to go do what I wanted, go camping.
And that's hard, right? Because we're totally good, because we actually had a very good conversation out of that. And the times that I have lied in my life has been so I can have the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah.
So I can have the trust of somebody else that I'm telling the lie to, right? Because we still want their trust and their friendship. But we want what we want. But we're not quite willing enough to tell them that, right? that that we've made other plans, or we would prefer, because we don't want to hurt their feelings.
Same like, kind of thing.
It's like telling your friend, yeah, that dress looks great. But what do you say? Like, well, actually, your butt looks really big.
No, I don't. That's why I'm not a very good friend to go shopping with. I'll be like, oh, do you like that? If you like it, then you can make it look good on you.
See? And yet, we're not telling, because I would be like, if you like it. Because we don't want to hurt the friendship, right?
I know.
And yet we're not being, they asked us straight up, does it look good on me? And we're like, well, if you like it. So we avoid telling the truth to protect ourselves, right? And so is that based in insecurity, out of fear of man? Because if I tell the truth...
I think it does.
Then...
And ultimately, does it come down to... I was going to say, like, well, not believing God.
Mm.
Jesus said, like, the truth will set you free. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And if I'm believing that he's going to do that, then my actions should follow that I really believe him.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just reading before this, like, in John 8, where Jesus... Jesus is talking, I believe he's talking to the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And he talks about his departure, where he's going to go. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Let's start at chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you'll be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And then goes on to talk about Abraham's seed and they say to Jesus... Okay, so Jesus says, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham's our father. Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. And verse 44, he says, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. So when we are speaking a lie, we're speaking the words of Satan, the enemy of God.
Yeah. And so whenever you're tempted to tell a lie, did you hear it? Tempted, which is God does not tempt us.
Right.
So when we're tempted to tell a lie, which is from the enemy, it's from the enemy.
Right.
And so when your friend says to you, so, like, what about this dress? And we avoid the truth, or we tell the lie, like, whatever, then that's from the enemy.
Yeah.
And he says that he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. So when we tell a lie, we are actually destroying the friendship. We're destroying the relationship, right? Because relationships have got to be built on trust and truth and honesty. And so when you tell lies, it just erodes the foundation. And I think that's why when people get married and one of the, like, either the husband or a wife has an affair, there's so much lies and cover up and deceit that the partner who was wronged often will say, I can't trust you.
Right.
Oh, but I've apologized and said, I will never do that again. But it's the trust. It's like the trust bridge has been burned.
I know. And I so want for our words to mean something. That mm-hmm. we speak words of life and truth to people. And yes. then so if I in turn play the hypocrite and I'm saying something that I don't really mean, like Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
They were bringing something, they were doing something that they didn't really mean. Then, one, no one can trust you. And two, like, you're speaking the words of Satan.
Yeah. And it goes right back to the Ten Commandments. And one of the Ten Commandments is, do not lie.
Yeah.
And it's like thou shalt not bear false witness. So God takes lying seriously because of the damage that it can do. And so, but the cool part is, there's always forgiveness. Hmm. Like, I know, according to this passage, there doesn't seem to be forgiveness. And maybe that's why we aren't struck down immediately, because of God's grace, His overwhelming grace that says, I love you. Do you realize what you've done? Are you willing to repent? And I'm willing to forgive you. Like, that's just what God's grace does, right?
Yeah.
And so, and that's open to all of us. That when we choose to say, oh God, I lied, I didn't tell the whole truth, or I wasn't completely honest, or I was deceitful, would you please forgive me and give me that my mouth would be pleasing to you, would tell the truth, and help me to tell the truth as hard as it is, because I want to build up relationships. Because the thing is, I would rather someone say, man, it's hard to be your friend because you tell the truth, rather than, I don't want to be your friend.
Wounds from a friend can be trusted.
Yes.
But an enemy multiplies kisses.
Yes.
But you can't trust them.
So as we close up things today, we want to encourage you to ask God to help you have an honest mouth. And to say, dear Lord Jesus, I know that it's hard to tell the truth all the time. But would you help me? Would you help me to be honest? And when I'm tempted to lie, would you convict my heart through the power of the Holy Spirit and help me to tell the truth for your honor, for your glory, so I can be at peace with you and peace with others and at peace with myself.
Mm.
And say this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And we really look forward to seeing you back next week. I genuinely want to talk with you and to talk with each other about this that seems so important. And it's a confusing little passage in Acts chapter 5, but we're going to jump right back in next week. So we hope that you will tune in. So until next time, have a wonderful week. And God loves you so much.
Yes, He does.
Oh. So.
Thank you, Purav.
Thank you, Purav. Mm-hmm. Bye.